USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis on the border has become a humanitarian disaster, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Anytime we're dealing with the massive amount of influx of people coming across the border, that would be a humanitarian crisis and a big challenge. Now, knowing the magnitude of the spread of COVID in these areas, this is occurring during the course of a pandemic and is endangering lives as we speak.
The governor speaking to Fox News. He also reported that 10% of migrants being held at a facility in Midland, Texas, have tested positive for COVID-19. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to have come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all of those allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The president and vice president received an update Friday from the CDC on coronavirus variants in the U.S. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type, so been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing to mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new germ-killing spray is being tested aboard the International Space Station.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. NASA already has determined from previous experiments that microbes, especially bacteria, grow more readily in the microgravity of orbit. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. Walker and three other astronauts are scheduled to return home with the samples in sealed containers during the second week of May in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule.
And an eventful first day of the NCAA tournament as three games going into overtime and two major upsets occurring. 15-seeded Oral Roberts beat 2nd-seeded Ohio State 75-72 in overtime, just the 9th time in tournament history that a 15 has beaten a 2. The 13-seeded Mean Green of North Texas took 4th-seeded Purdue to an extra frame, coming away with the 78-69 upset. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.